Daniel Biss is also running for that seat. He is currently the mayor of Evanston. Thanks for joining us on the show today. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. I saw the video of Kat. I did not see the video of you getting hit by tear gas, but tell us what was going on and what you witnessed on Friday at the Broadview Ice Facility.
Well, listen, there were a number of us protesting at this facility, a facility where people who have been kidnapped off the streets across the Chicago region, potentially including in Evanston, are being taken. And when there was a van leaving the facility, things got tense. The van drove toward the peaceful demonstrators. A group of ICE personnel in like this kind of military-style outfits and armed walked toward us. They got pretty aggressive with folks. And as the van drove into protesters, there started to be these noises. And what I've been later told were pepper balls and tear gas got sent to us. And I have to tell you, after a few moments, I was unable to breathe, found myself on the ground, desperately gasping for breath, and ultimately was taken care of by folks there, and things turned out fine for me. But here's what I have to say. This was unnecessary. This was a violent, brutal, unnecessary show of force by anonymous, masked federal agents. And what they want to do is intimidate and frighten, because they know that if everybody who doesn't agree with their policies speaks up, this is going to have to end. So they're trying to intimidate us. They're trying to stop us from speaking out on behalf of our communities. And I'm not going to be intimidated.
I had read some things that said that perhaps they were shooting from the rooftop. Is that true or is that inaccurate?
It is true that there were folks on the rooftop who were armed, some with what appeared to be AR-15s, others with what appeared to be tear gas. I could not tell where the gas or the pepper balls were coming from. It was pretty chaotic, and I couldn't see too well after long because I had tear gas in my eyes. I did not have the impression they were shooting from the roofs, but guess what else they were doing on the roof?
I don't know.
They were very obviously and intentionally, visibly videotaping and photographing. What they're doing is they're saying to the protesters, hey, we're watching you, we're taking note of who's here, we're making a list, and we're going to come for you. Because what they want to do is to send a signal that in Donald Trump's America, there is no room for dissent. And listen, that's un-American.
Your Honor, are you there to film campaign commercials?
No.
Okay, I ask because I'm sure you're aware the mayor of Broadview seems to not want you there. She says you're showing up with a video crew and let me find the quote here, helping to fuel agitation of an already tense situation, which could endanger our police officers, firefighters, demonstrators themselves. How do you respond to that comment?
Well, it's simply not true. First of all, the people who are in danger right now are primarily the people who are being smashed off the street by ICE, the people who are being separated from their children by ICE, and secondarily, the protesters who ICE is instigating violence against. And I was there in solidarity with those peaceful demonstrators to send a clear message that what's happening is not okay. Now, by the way, I'm also a mayor, and I'm the mayor of a community that has had people snatched away from their homes and their families by ICE. And I think that it's not only appropriate for me to be a part of peaceful demonstration, to express my view and my community's opinion, but it's my job to advocate for the people I represent who are being terrorized. And so I would say, I think all of us who are horrified by these actions need to speak up together and speak out together. I've been a protester for a lot of my life. It's something that's been a part of how I approach trying to make social change. Sometimes I do that when I'm in office, like now when I'm the mayor. Other times I've done it when I'm out of office. And I think that protest is an important part of democracy. And I'm proud of being a part of that, because guess what? We're living in an emergency. We're living in a time where we need people to speak out. In fact, I don't think we're going to solve this problem without people peacefully demonstrating across the country, raising their voices and demanding a different kind of policy, one that's actually consistent with the American values that we were taught in school.
Do you think that people raising their voice is what is getting Jimmy Kimmel back on the air tomorrow night?
Absolutely, I do. I think that, you know, this is a classic example of inappropriate, unethical overreach by the Trump administration, trying to weaponize the FCC to get somebody whose speech they disagreed with the air. And it probably would have worked if people across the country, Democrats and Republicans and independents, by the way, spoke out and said, this is not okay.
Have you talked to anyone pardon me, Mayor, I'm sorry. Have you talked to anyone that's been inside the ICE facility? I know Durbin's been there. Raja Krishnamoorthy's been there. All types of politicians trying to gain access. And I've not talked to anybody who's actually been inside. Have you?
I sure haven't. And now I'll be clear. I'm a mayor. I'm not a member of Congress yet. And so I don't have the same role
access,
as an oversight
right.
that folks like Senator Durbin and the members of the House have. But it's shocking that members of the congressional delegation from Illinois, whose job, whose constitutional responsibility is oversight over the executive branch, have not been allowed in there. It's a shocking breach of separation of powers. The Constitution does not work if Congress can't actually do its oversight role over the executive branch.
Well, we look forward to talking to you again. I'm glad you're doing well. Does this mean you will not be going back there to protest, or that you will?
I think protest is critical. I haven't made decisions about my own personal actions, but I think all of us need to raise our voices as we can, and I will never back down and never stop saying what I think is right, which is that we have to have a country that stops terrorizing our communities and instead lifts everybody up.
That's Daniel Biss, the mayor of Evanston.